Welcome to Just Rolled With It, the show after the show where we talk about the show. In this episode, woo! I almost died.
Yay! Hey!
That's true.
You hey, almost, dude.
Oh my
you
God.
Fucking
welcome
loser.
To I almost.
Welcome to episode 18. Can you guess what number episode next is?
Nice. What is this, Dora the Explorer?
What?
I guess you guys lying dead on the floor.
Yeah, I'm dying.
Hey, what? So we're so listen, good. This is... I just want to say, there's nothing in the rules that says that you die at 4 degrees because it's a superhero game. I just think Bisley likes to cause pain to us.
But there's nothing in the rules that says that you don't die.
You said for so long that I never beat you up enough.
It doesn't mean you have to kill
he
us.
Just
shooting us with
up,
a gun
so
and
like...
killing us instantly is not the answer, Bisley. Jeez Louise, man.
Dude, I didn't make him roll such a low toughness check.
Why don't you stop killing us, dude? Can you?
Stop getting shot!
Look, that's actually very valid.
You being down isn't his fault either, though, you know?
Yeah, no, this is a completely self-inflicted pain that I've caused
myself.
So,
you know, this was a super cool episode, I think. I really liked when we did the save way to drinks at the beginning.
Holy shit, that was this episode.
That was this episode.
What a strange
segue into us
dying.
Popped
out the Richie's cheesesteaks on the segways going out like geez, and then we got on a train, and everything went off the rails. Can I get some, please?
What just happened?
I tried to imagine me getting shot as a dramatic moment, but I realized that I didn't manage to take the purple morph suit off before the fight started, so I was bleeding. Like, the fucking morph suit probably got stained with blood.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking the whole time, was like, they're ruining our morph suits. They're making them red. We're not the fucking reds, we're the perps.
We sang a duet in the purple morph suits, and in my head, it was awesome.
Dude,
yeah,
was
we
awesome
had this on the whole episode.
That was absurd.
I loved our duet.
William is on the right now, and he's on the ground dying.
Yeah, I know. It's honestly the only way I want to go.
Oh, yeah, we started off so lighthearted, and then we got to this point.
Dude, I was fucking losing it at the beginning of the episode. I was not functioning. I was like, I was so enthralled with the bit because fucking Condi said some stupid goddamn shit. Like,
wait.
I don't know why.
Oh no, didn't Charlie lose it when you were trying to figure out whether or not you killed the guy when you kicked him out
Condi
the window?
Said,
oh yeah,
I
you were losing it when we were arguing.
Yeah, we were yelling at each other.
That started it.
No,
like,
Condi said I segue into an intersection.
I speed up to catch up to fucking Ash and I get ran over.
I don't know why I thought it was as funny as it was, but I laughed so hard it gave me hiccups for half the fucking episode because
argument happened. It only got worse than there for you.
That's where the comically hiccups being came. Fucking nailed by a bus, and it was so too fucking much for me. Oh,
I think
my
hearing
God.
You have to get up because you had the hiccups was so like the funniest thing.
Yeah, it's like mid sentence, I fucking went like a squeaky toy, and Grizz like laughed at him. I was like, guys,
no,
I can't.
I'm
laughing at
it
too did not make it any better. I was trying so hard not to laugh, but it was like fucking hilarious to me.
There's not a lot that exists.
This is very consistent.
That will get Charlie away from D&D.
No,
yeah, there's not. But I was like, I am stunned. I am impaired. I am hindered. I am all of those. I had the fucking worst hiccups ever. I had minus fucking 5 to my active defenses, bro. Because Jesus, those things were coming out every other word. Like I needed to go.
I don't remember when it was. It was like it was either in your state or when we were at a convention where you got hiccups and got just as pissed, and it was just as fun.
It's because I hate
all coming
my
back.
Hiccups are like so goddamn. I mean, listen, for lack of a better word, I don't want to say cute, but they are so fucking small and upsetting, and I hate them. And so whenever I get them mid recording, I get furious because I'm like, this is not the time. But I also definitely
you
I also play
you
it up.
Be
I also
mad and
it.
Have baby
we
hiccups at
recording.
The same time.
I know that's the hard thing about it, man.
I'm so mad.
Shut
no,
up!
I'm
sorry.
I like it.
It's funny. No, dude, I play it up. I think it's fucking hilarious. Like, never for the life of me would I want that cut out. I think it's so good. But yeah, we were the perps. And guys, there's actually a lot. We had like a lot of funny moments in this, dude. The whole back and forth with fucking Grizz, you and Visley about kicking a guy out of a window is killing me. I don't know why, but it was so fucking funny. You guys are, we were all just like
because
going in on
he was trying to justify murder to me, and he was like, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
We were looking up like WatchMojo videos,
the
like
top 15 times Superman killed someone.
Somebody. It was the most we've ever gone off.
Top 20 cool superheroes that still commit murder, and it's like what are we fucking doing? But I think that just goes to show that we will kill someone eventually.
It really did start out as you know, all superheroes kill someone. It's not that big of a big idea. And then it was like, well, this bullet train doesn't even have big enough windows for me to do it. I'm not gonna kill somebody. I think it was like you have a gun. And you go up to someone and you're like, I'm gonna shoot you. And then he's like, okay. And he pulls out a gun.
Which, by the way, you also did earlier in the episode.
I didn't even look. It was a spirit gun, dude.
It was still a gun.
And that was the equivalent of me like pulling out my finger guns and being like, give me my money.
I can only defend you so far, but it was like a literal like spectral weapon. I don't know what to say.
You were pointing it at this awesome guy who was like,
he wasn't really that awesome though, dude. Like he was kind of a dick.
he was a dick.
And we should shoot him because. Because he fucking disrespected Gerald R. Butler, and let's put a fucking bullet in his head.
Because
he's making
name.
Our super suits for free.
And he made us naked.
Sorry we're psychos, Bisley, but that
and
was
almost
a lot,
suffocated
was a lot of fun.
Vincent. Like, he's...
Oh, yeah, he almost suffocated me. I almost died, bro.
Yeah, he almost killed
he's
both of us.
He's not a villain!
Says who?
Dude, why is it that when your NPCs do bits where I almost die, it's funny, but when I do bits where I almost die, it's dramatic and upsetting.
Look, my favorite
because
thing
he
the
left
the
you
day.
in a container scanning your body for a little too long and said, "I'm sorry."
Yeah,
you pointed
so
at
let,
you
I'd
tried to
Ash
throw
bleed,
someone
I'd
out a window
Ash
of
a
moving
out for
bullet
a little
train.
Too long, bro, and she's like, okay.
Okay, but when the person
why does
is
William
dead,
have half a leg?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that was just
you,
funny. That was just funny. That was just
you,
funny.
Dude.
I just did that because
listen,
it was funny.
Because I goddamn do improv and I know the rule of yes and, I'm not going to say, no, I don't, it's not canon, but the fact that you literally are such a sick fuck that you knocked an inch and a half off
you
one of my goddamn
guys
legs.
You knock inches off
shut
my
up,
life
dude,
every time
anything.
You do sewer ravioli, every time
don't
you point
anything.
Guns at innocent people,
anything.
Or
you can't
rob
just look
just
at my
people on
and
their
say
porch.
Half of
so
your
you know
leg
what? Yeah, I did
anymore.
Take an inch and a half
it,
off your leg.
Joke.
I fucking did.
Fuck
I dare you to
you,
get it back.
Bro. It's
my character, dude. I can do whatever
I
want. If I want to point a gun at one of your NPCs, let me do it. It's my character. It's my character.
I'm gonna take your leg. I'll do it.
Goddamn illusion. Free will's a fucking illusion. You think you have two legs, one goddamn
I'm
minute,
God,
and the next one
nothing
because
is real.
You
only
have legs
guys,
because I'm willing to
die.
Guys, will
guys,
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 I think that if you get into a personal studio,
if you will be a character in existence,
my heroism exists only because I allow it.
I'm going to use a hero point to
stop
you right fucking there.
Try it. I am the train. I am the air. I am all of it. I am the tracks.
Yako, what'd you think of that, by the way?
I am the gravity.
It was something, man. Honestly, as soon as I put on the purple morph suit, I in character, I thought, oh no, Ash shouldn't have put this on. Ash would not have put this on. And in the whole episode, I was just like trying to avoid it and take it off.
Dude, as soon as I put on the purple morph suit, William was already dead.
You became like that's why I said it was like the mask of the movie, the mask where he just puts it on.
Pilium.
He's a completely different.
I
person.
Became Pilium. Yeah, no. There's
it was
actually
the boom
like
box that sold me because like in the beginning of the episode, you said the last episode, you said it wasn't even your type, and you pulled out the hip hop. I don't know.
There's a reason. There's a reason I did that as well.
Okay, I need to hear these reasons, please.
Yeah. I'll tell
I'd
you
like
the
to
reasons.
Hear it.
So, you know, a lot of like Williams. Thing is like being ashamed of stuff, and so I think it was really like liberating for him to sort of to an extent be able to, without spoilers, sort of be himself a little and like kind of separate from what he had been for a while and put on the purple morph suit. So in a way, yes, he put
so,
on the mask.
And then you sucked somebody's soul out. So maybe
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
maybe William needs some inhibitions, huh?
So the sucking soul out thing was not like I just thought it was a funny visual, to be honest. And it wasn't like sucking his soul out. It was just this like conceptual power I've had in my head for a while where it's like, you know how like will-o-wisps will sort of like lead you to your death as like their lore thing? Well, it's like kind of, you know, hypnosis via that vein. So I don't really suck his soul out. I'm more like sucked out his fucking, you know, inhibitions or whatever. The other thing that I did was I thought about using wisp form, and because there were so many hostages around looking, I didn't. And like that was, so my mentality with it was, and the reason I described it was because like things were looking really desperate. And then I looked around and I was just like, there's too many people. And like, this is like, I was like ashamed to do it.
Why did you kill yourself at the end?
Because yeah, that was basically my substitute for it. Like I didn't want to sort of bring that whole thing out, and I wanted to bring this guy down. And so the only way I can like actually bring people down as William Wisp in his fucking base form, it's with that.
It's by hurting yourself. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's not like, I really want to drive it home that he is not fucking, he's not a fighter. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like a last resort thing. And in that situation, like, you know, he wanted to take out this guy because there were hostages and give you guys an opportunity. He didn't want to like wait around or like spend more time trying to trap him or put him in a funny coffin or whatever. So yeah, I did it. You know, I didn't know I was going to roll a natural one.
What opportunity were you trying to give everybody? When you
the opportunity to chase off the, like to go get that guy that decoupled, because he was probably fucking interrogating more people or something.
I was thinking we had to jump off a moving train and start running back towards the train that stopped.
I mean, Dakota can do that. Like, let's be honest.
Only Dakota can do that.
You could find a way to make other people do that.
I'd have to carry them all.
You're telling me that fucking ashes,
but
like
right before
mega
that,
Heelys,
I heard like
my
we don't
demon
have
Heelys
go
120 miles an hour.
Yeah, so that was where I was at, and then we were in a position where I felt like I could give you guys the opportunity to save some more people if I took this guy out right then. That was like where I was coming from. So.
Oh, I didn't get that. My head was so mixed. Sick. As you know, what guys, it's late. We're gonna pick this back up whenever, you know, William is hopefully not dead.
But yeah, the reason I mentioned after we were recording, I was like, I'm gonna make a legal argument for a hero point is because, you know, because of my...
Oh,
my
hero point? Absolutely, you deserve
it. Because of my shame flaw, I opted to stick my arm in a fucking dude instead of using a wisp form because there were hostages and because I didn't want anyone to see the mortifying sight of William Wisp purple mode. Fucking Morpheum... Miss.
you got the hero point. Congrats.
Yay.
That was very
really
easy case.
When
so
I
it was
die.
Like open and shut.
Dude, you're like dying on the floor.
I have a hero
and it's
point.
Not like a bullet wound or anything that people could just be like, I know how to fix this. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy right now?
Yeah, well, I basically, yeah, so the idea for that power was that like, I forget where I got it from, the idea, but it was basically like, I'm going to put my fucking arm in you and like disrupt your life.
Nice.
Discombobulate.
And take my arm out. It's basically discombobulate, but like with big risk, you know.
Discombobulate.
So I don't know, like, yeah, I'm pretty discombobulated right now. I'm pretty discombobulated.
So what else?
Dakota and Vincent dancing was incredible. I'm so glad that you guys did that.
I thought it was
flash
great.
Flash mob, just the two of us.
I'm so glad.
Just the two of us.
Maybe. I was really worried you went. I didn't know what you were gonna do, but that was excellent.
Well, it worked as a distraction. We got one of them to fall deeply in love with me for some reason.
Yes, it did.
He got swept up in the moment. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Dude, I understand. I understand completely.
Let's see what else. Impeccable martial arts descriptions from Grizz as always. I fucking love it when he describes the body. It's very, very good.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You did for a few moves.
Oh, yeah. It's just hard when there's, like, when we're in a train, because there's only so much.
I am now realizing that with, like...
I think a lot of my brain power left me whenever we argued.
That's funny. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I thought the arguments were some of the funniest parts of this episode, funny enough.
What were you saying, Yakko?
I'm now realizing I can do more, because I didn't, like, know about this stuff, like, extra effort.
Dude, extra effort literally like is how the game's balanced. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I've just been like doing a thing
yourself.
And then ending it because I like I need to go over the rules of combat some more.
Yeah,
because I've just been being like, all right, I swing the fist, I miss, I'm done. Like,
yeah, extra effort, fucking hero points, all that shit. Very, very cool. you know, circumstance bonuses, like trying to do things in your favor. That stuff is neat. I will say, in terms of rules, I want to know what the rules are and are on fucking dying in this campaign, because I want to know, because I'm dying.
Yeah, I will get back to you on that.
I thought we agreed it was like a, if it's a narrative point, then it was okay.
Yeah, it's just happening very often. I do want there to be a risk of dying, though. Like, I don't want you to just be, or at least like a long-term risk. Maybe you don't have to die or anything, but like.
Yeah, well, because I just want to clarify for people listening as well. The typical way it is done in Mutants and Masterminds is if you take more than 4 degrees, it's like if you get fucking hit in a comic and you go down, right? Like, you're unconscious. But in this case, you know, like narratively, okay, you're shot with a gun, like you're bleeding out, you know. If that is how Bisley rules it, that's how Bisley rules it.
Since I got skewered by a sword and was totally cool.
Healed pretty much immediately. Ash was bleeding out for a while, and I was thinking
long as there's rules around it and we know how it works, that's fine.
I didn't know when if I should heal him instantly.
Yeah, because
or what
you can't tell. Like, that's why there's death saves in D&D, because you can't tell urgency unless it's mechanically.
Yeah,
like,
he also went down in one hit, one shot, straight to the chest.
We could add death saves to Mutants.
Honestly, I'd be cool with death saves. Yeah, because what they do in the game right now is basically like kill someone when it narratively works. It's like if someone is fully incapacitated and like a villain's putting a super gun to their head is like a that's like a threat of death. Other than that, Mutants Masterminds defaultly no. So I death saves is cool. I'm down to have that because I would want to know.
I was really surprised that you guys didn't call for any backup, any help, anything like that.
We're the fucking perps.
No, because any time that we've ever tried to do that,
they've
never
tried to call for backup, and you have actively dissuaded it every single time. So, you know, you have.
Yeah, there are no heroes for us. The only time that it happened was in Meat, but everyone was every or not Meat, but like the Meat and Moon, it was already there. They were already there.
Yeah,
that's
every time before
true.
That,
we
they
tried,
don't ever
we've
come.
Tried when, calling,
when have
we've
you tried,
tried
calling Hawk?
Whenever
tried
we, whenever we, whenever
we've
we were,
Prime, we've tried Prime Force about 300 times.
I can remember.
Not even just Prime Force. I legitimately tried for actual superhero combat when we were fighting Doug and the other three when the super base exploded. I asked for backup. Like, I want to call the superheroes.
Yeah, I explained why that
and
didn't happen.
You said I didn't have any way to do that.
I explained why that didn't happen.
I tried to get
like in contact with fucking Hawk after the whole Flesh thing, and I couldn't, so I just kind of was like, okay.
I'm just like, at my, like right now at my point, there's no way
this
I would
is
never
the,
call
this is the
comp-
player for- justification, right? It's like, if we are taught that things won't work, we'll stop doing them. Like, I'm probably gonna stop eavesdropping on people because everyone's gonna fucking noise proof.
Well, it still works though. You can eavesdrop
sometimes. I don't really get much out of it, so
I haven't really gotten much out of eavesdropping ever either.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like I'm wasting people's time when I do it. Yeah. I mean, if you're feel free to disagree as the audience, you know, but like personally, when I eavesdrop, I'm always looking for information.
I liked this eavesdrop.
Yeah,
every time you eavesdrop, there's gonna be like a key.
Well, yeah, but
you're just listening to a conversation.
I'm saying that that is why I'm doing it. So if I'm doing it consistently and I'm not like getting what I'm looking for, obviously I'm going
to
stop doing it, right? I mean, the same goes
to be
for
fair
anything.
If Ty didn't know that you eavesdropped, he wouldn't have been so candid
I'm just saying to you as a player, it's the same thing with if we keep calling the Prime Force, right, and they're always off world and they never come, and we try calling other heroes and they never come, we're not going to call heroes because it doesn't work.
Well, okay, so you point to the example where you're outside of the exploded hero base, and you couldn't contact any heroes. You couldn't contact Tide because you knew where Tide was. He was down.
No.
You couldn't contact the Prime Force because you asked for...
I said I wanted to contact for backup with the Prime Watch. Go back and listen to it.
You were contacting the Prime Force specifically.
I literally remember, Bisley, I'm pretty sure I remember you saying, again, audience, feel free to fucking correct me here if I'm totally wrong, because I could be. But
you
don't
have any way to contact other heroes specifically. You have contacts with the Prime Force, and you have contacts with Tide. You don't have any other contacts with other heroes.
Yeah, those have never been helpful.
Don't worry, guys. I called 911 this episode. Yeah, I'm sure the police will clean things up.
Let's just call
up.
The cops. We're just going to call 911 from now on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, surprised that we didn't call backup. We can't then.
Like, it's never worked before, so we totally aren't going to do
just
it.
That's how the conversation got here.
For me, at least, it just feels like you've tried to, like, dissuade. The direction we've gone as characters to kind of dissuades calling for backup too.
Yeah, I understand. I was more talking about Ash not calling for backup from Wavelength.
That makes sense.
That's where my thought was. But you not calling Tide also,
fuck, who knows what's going on there.
I'll also say, as a player, I don't like relying on NPCs because I don't like it when people tell me what to do. So I always try and do shit by myself. That's like my, that's my player brain.
Also, I don't know if it was clear, but I tried to have it so that when I hopped out the car, Ash was kind of frustrated at Wavelength. So I don't.
Yeah, no, that was absolutely true.
On the brink of death, maybe he should have called. Him, but like, I don't know. After he got, as soon as Ash got shot, I got knocked out in real life, and I was just fucking zonked for the rest of the episode. Even after I ate, I was just like, oh, I wake up, I call 911, I put a barrier on myself, I start walking down the train.
Yeah, that was awkward when I went intangible.
You know.
I should probably check to see if there's anyone behind me next time.
God, I can't believe you got Ash shot.
Yeah, I did. And you know what's even worse? I'm still $100 in debt because of Doodle Jump.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Life sucks as a superhero, bro. I'm telling you. I will say I do have the golden doodler, and that is fucking awesome.
Alright, it's time for Ash's villain arc. He's tired of this.
Guys, oh, yes, we've villain
all
arc
made,
time.
Okay, we've all made this joke. Like, should we just become villains?
Thinking about it.
No.
Damn.
All right. That's fair.
I'm gonna say no. I don't really want to tell a villain story.
That's fair.
Unless Baisley really wants to tell one.
Not necessarily.
But I think this is a teenage superhero story.
I see it going is Vigilante story. No matter how we approach it, it's just going to end up, we're going to end up fucking separating ourselves.
Most superheroes
most do that.
That's the fun thing about this kind of thing is like, listen, superheroes in all practicality don't work, right? I mean, and without spoilers, I do think that Invincible explores it very, very well, like as opposed to The Boys or something. Uh-huh. I don't like how The Boys does it because I think they oversell their concept, like, hate me if you want, you know.
I tend to agree with that. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's where I am at, right? Like, okay, yeah, privatized superheroes, totally get it. You know, that's probably how it would go. Fucking Jeffrey Bezos, man.
They definitely do oversell their.
But it's like, okay, like every single fucking one is just like this, like absolute, you know,
complete
like monster,
jackass.
Complete jackass, like no moral foundation. And it's like, this is not even like, you know, if you're going to make a comparison or something to how the government operates or whatever, it is not like this depraved, you know, like, yeah, like, yes, I understand what they're trying to say, but. A lot of it is glorified and a little overdone, in my opinion. So what I was trying to say, though, is we get a unique opportunity in this to, you know, in a fucking movie, Superman can rescue everyone cleanly because my man's rolling straight nat 20s. We don't do that shit here. Here we roll ones and fucking twos. So,
I rolled multiple twos today. It was not,
yeah,
and a one.
Rolls were not,
my rolls were awful.
Today.
I just rolled nothing.
I rolled mostly in this last session, actually. I rolled less than 10 consistently.
My goddamn traitorous dice. I rolled like 5 nat 20s before the session. I was like, these are the ones I'm using.
Maybe I need to buy a real dice.
Again, like 2 or 3 nat 1s. It happens every episode, guys. Am I cursed? Seriously, tell me. Like, is it just me, or do
I get... I told you, you're a really lucky guy, and it has to balance out whenever you play D&D.
I'm not, dude. I'm literally...
Why are you not a...
I just rolled another nat one.
Listen,
I'm just saying, historically, I suck at this stuff.
Just think about it. Like, in your life, count your, you know, blessings. What you got a lot of stuff to be grateful for, and then D&D knows that, because D&D is a part of the soul.
D&D
it's
omnipotent.
So if you're poor in real life, and everything is just kind of shitty, and you come play D&D with, you know, some boys, you got a natural 20s coming out. But
that's not true. That's not true.
Well, nobody here is truly that.
Well,
you know.
Okay, we're entering territory.
Yeah, we are, guys.
Sure.
Let's save it for episode 19, where we jump as the perps jump into
19,
the middle of class warfare. Okay, let's do that next episode.
Yeah, well, unfortunately,
I feel like
if you play D&D for a living,
I'm not unhappy with the way the episodes have gone. Did they go exactly to plan? No, not really.
I want to know what we did that was unexpected.
It wasn't even really like.
I'm good.
Okay. The whole gang bit. I think we found our second sewer ravioli. I think we did.
I think as soon as you said we found our second sewer ravioli,
I lowered my head for like a solid minute and a half while you guys talked about killing people and like doing and stuff. And then I just raised my head and I did exactly what I did when you did the sewer ravioli bit. As I was like, you know what? You wanted this? You get this, guys. You get
it.
It's all
great.
You.
And I literally
gone to a gang war. They had guns.
There you go.
Wait, there you go.
I gave you a gang war.
Hey, I did not want to participate, okay? I was on my way to the fucking bathroom to take that
stupid-ass
costume off.
You faced the most consequences.
Yeah, I know. I guess I shouldn't have tried to take
Until
the fucking
William
purple
faced
morph
even
suit
more.
Off.
Or, what is the moral of the story here, Bisley?
The moral of the story is you get what you fucking deserve. All of us. I think we all
DM
did this.
DM everybody.
You're DM'd by the Joker. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I fucking live in a society. I'm going to die.
You know what? No, I've built a society for William Wisp to live
in. And we live in it. Yeah. Well, at least I don't have to have my parents over for dinner again, because that was embarrassing.
That was fun. That was cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was embarrassing, so I'm glad
I was so secondhand
dying.
Embarrassed for you, man.
Dude, every goddamn situation parents. William is put in is the... Like, I am just so... As him in character, I'm just so upset so much of the time. I was not this episode, though. I was the perps. This is great. I love being the perps.
Yeah, the perps is great. We shouldn't become the perps forever.
Literally agreed. Better name than Prime Defenders. Tizen, put up for this episode. Can you put up the perps in the fucking purple?
Don't do that.
In the Prime Defenders font with the cracks, but it just says the perps.
We're totally calling that episode the perps, by the way. Like, no way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, it's too good. It's such a good bit.
We can't just call it gang shit.
No, we can't call it gang shit. We gotta call it the perps, dude. I mean, yeah, I'd love to hear from everyone. Well, actually, Bisley especially, dude. Like, you know, as players, what are you thinking right now? Sort of what are you thinking about?
What am I thinking?
What are you thinking about the sort of shit and direction and things that we've been up to, like? What have you what have you learned from it as a DM, and what things have you maybe realized?
I've learned that there is no way to truly wrangle you. There isn't. There is only allow you to do what your heart desires and create constraints within that.
He literally started the apocalypse and we almost just died playing Twister. Like,
that's true.
Instead
you're
of doing
going
something
to do
about
what
it.
You want, and unless I'm going to stop the episode and say, guys, please do this, that's just how it's going to be.
Totally not true, by the way.
That is what I've learned so far.
No, absolutely not. I think there's like dozens of different ways you can present hooks to get people to do stuff. I mean, you know, have Wavelength fucking radio in and being like, guys, we're not going to make it. You know, have like the news say the heroes are losing. Some sort of thing like that that challenges our assumption that led us to play fucking Twister in a blood backyard. Like stuff like that that you know, like you can lead the players on without
in,
stopping.
In that moment, you were in the middle of nowhere and Dakota smashed the radio. which was the only contact with the outside world.
And
I didn't
so you
know
make
how.
Another one. I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. I understand. There's probably a better way to do it. In the moment, couldn't think of one.
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm just not that quick on my feet. I'm not.
I'm telling you,
like, as it, you know, as it.
Who's to say that was the only? That was the only radio.
Bait William into eavesdropping, but he gets caught.
Yeah, you just bullshit to make sure that they're going in the right direction, right? I mean,
you got there at the end of the day.
No, we did. Yeah, but I think there's no need to. You don't need to break out of it. Like, if you need to take a second and think of something, sure. But yeah, you don't need to like ever tell us stop.
Put less pressure on yourself, bro.
I will say,
I think that's the real thing.
If we're being like really fucking stupid, you can always be like, "Are you sure you want to do that?" You know what I mean? Like, I think that's
I've done that.
All right, I figured it out. You make a building. Like, you just summon a building that's
called.
Dude,
it's not even necessarily bad. The story goes on, right? It's still going to come out the way it's going to come out. I'm not.
Yeah, in terms of the story, in terms of like the play, right? Like,
yeah, I'm not in charge of it all. You know, we're telling the story together. I like telling the story together. That's my favorite part about it, right? I don't like being like, you guys need to do this. I would only ever do it if, like, I absolutely needed you to, and there was no other way for me to get that across, and I felt hopeless.
Here's my secondary question.
Only time I'd ever say that.
Yeah. Why did you let Grizz unkill a man?
All right, and that's all we got time for today on Just Roll With It. Thank you guys for your moan.
You would never fucking get away with that shit. All right? You would never get away with
privilege.
That shit.
Isley privilege.
That is Isley privilege, and it's fucking.
Hey,
peak,
you know what?
Dude.
I ended up throwing someone out the window, anyways. But it was in a coffin, so they were already dead.
That's how coffins work. As soon as you enter one, you die.
Dude, that's true. All right, guys, I'm down to just send it off here. We're all good.
Yeah, I mean, does anyone have any closing thoughts? Any things they really?
I was gonna say, Bisley, if you want to bait people, just make a big building, and then the building says "Bad Guy HQ," and there's a hole.
God, you're so right.
There's a hole on the side of it that is exactly the shape of William Wisp's ear that he can put up against it and listen in.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Then, you know, we'd probably say that was a trap and like walk away.
What do you dicks? All right, that's the end. That's all we've got so far.
Guys, thank you so much
thank
for
you
listening.
For
appreciate you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Keep purping.
Don't keep purping.